WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump returns to battleground state Minnesota last night to rally voters just days before the presidential election. Minnesota's governor capped rally attendance at 250 people instead of 25,000 because of the pandemic.
Your Democrat governor tried to shut down our rally, silence the people of Minnesota, and take away your freedom and your rights. They thought he would cancel a word they are very familiar with, cancel culture. But I said, no way, I will never abandon the people of Minnesota.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigning in Milwaukee last night.
We make up 4% of the world's population. We have 20% of the world's deaths. 9 million new cases nationwide. Another tragic milestone.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama will hold 2 drive-in rallies today in Michigan. President Trump will make 2 campaign stops in Pennsylvania. A new COVID-19 milestone yesterday. The U.S. reported more than 99,000 new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the most new cases any country in the world has seen during the pandemic in a single day. More than 9 million people in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Before that, India held the record for the most new cases in a single day. It reported 98,000 cases on September 16th. You might have heard there'll be a blue moon out tonight.
It's not as exotic as it sounds. A blue moon is simply the second full moon that falls in a calendar month.
The expression once in a blue moon is an expression for something that doesn't happen very often. So blue moons are not that common. I think we get them every couple of years.
NASA scientist Sarah Noble says what's more rare is a full moon on Halloween.
It's been a few decades.
2001 to be exact, and there will only be 4 more this century. So you have a blue moon on Halloween in 2020. Good luck with that. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A reminder to be extra cautious if you're going to be behind the wheel this Halloween night.
With Halloween falling on a Saturday night, there will be more drunk, drugged, overbuzz drivers out there.
John Townsend with the AAA says you should not assume the pandemic is going to keep people home.
Some bars and some venues are still staging these activities.
Nearly half of all crashes at Halloween involve drunk drivers.
About 45% of people involved in crashes are intoxicated, and 40 to 45% of all adult pedestrians are under the influence. So that is a toxic mix.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
WMAL Sports. The Terps beat Minnesota 45-44 in overtime. The NBA and its players agreed yesterday to extend the deadline for opting out of the collective bargaining agreement by 1 week until November 6th. Talks will continue in the interim regarding the numerous issues that have to be decided before next season begins. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear The Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7, and Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, on 66 westbound, just west of 123, watch out for a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane, and that is causing some slow traffic in the area. You will also still find delays on 395 northbound between Etzel Road and Duke Street with construction along the right side. Very slow through that work zone. And also seeing some heavy volume through a work zone on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic and various lane closures along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Hi, I'm Patrick Finkel.
Halloween, we will have a very chilly one at that. The temperature is the coolest since 2002, only reaching the lower 50s under mostly sunny skies. We'll be back in the 40s after sunset, so for those of you trick-or-treating, make sure to have a couple of layers. Remember to fall back tonight as well as we exit daylight saving time, mostly cloudy, lows back in the 40s throughout the region. As we go through tomorrow, showers will be likely, the heaviest south and east, I think most likely during the afternoon, high temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAF.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Did you know the hardest part of completing a home improvement project is finding someone to do it? Imagine if the hardest part of grocery shopping was finding a store that had food. That's crazy. At New Look, our goal is to make getting a new roof easy. We install one roof every hour, so you know we have the experience necessary, and we offer TPT, Total Price Transparency. We give line-by-line pricing, detailed measurements, and a 3D image of your roof, so you know exactly what you're paying for. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Don't you wish everything was as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. It's hour two of the Saturday morning update. Election day is on Tuesday. We are joined by John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, and only 3 days away till the big Super Tuesday.
Let's talk about the Senate races, because there's been a lot of question marks as to whether the Republicans will retain the Senate. We've spoken about it before, John. What are you seeing in the latest trending?
Okay, the Senate is currently 53 Republicans and 47 Democrats, meaning Democrats have to win 3 seats for a tie, assuming they win the presidency and the vice president breaks the tie, or 4 seats if Republicans retain 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's put it on the table right now. 3 Republican senators are toast: McSally of Arizona, Gardner of Colorado, and Collins of Maine. So the Senate is 50-50. Then in Alabama, former Auburn University coach Tommy Tuberville is well on his way to defeating Democratic Senator Doug Jones. That gives the Republicans a 51-49 lead. Then there's half a dozen seats that are sincerely too close to call, and seem to go back and forth depending on what day it is. A case in point is Iowa. Democratic businesswoman Teresa Greenfield has been leading Republican Senator Joni Ernst for nearly 2 months. But voila, a Quinnipiac University poll has just put Ernst ahead by 1 percentage point. This follows the exposure she received as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee promoting the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. In addition, North Carolina, it was widely thought that Senator Tom Tillis was going down for the count. But Democrat Cal Cunningham had a little embarrassing moment when it was revealed that he had sent sexual texts to a woman, not his wife. The story definitely has legs, and sure enough, a Civitas poll showed that his lead is diminishing. It's 46 Cunningham, 43 Tillis, but the momentum is with the Republican. So, this reporter will say Republicans look like they're going to hold on to the Senate, but wait till these six states come in, and you may see it go the other way.
Election night is going to be very complex in Georgia. There are two Senate races there. Walk us through it so as we are watching results Tuesday night, we understand what's going on there.
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, Senator David Perdue, Republican, is seeking a second term, but the voters of the Peach State also have to decide who will fill out the term of former Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, who resigned because of ill health. Let's take that seat first. Under Georgia's unique election law, in a special election for senator, all candidates, regardless of party, appear on the same ballot. If no one wins a majority outright on November 3rd, then the top two vote-getters, again, regardless of party, meet in a runoff in December. Now, by all accounts, Democrat Raphael Warnock, a Baptist pastor of Martin Luther King's Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, is going to come in first in the race, possibly with more than 40% of the vote. The second-place finisher will be one of two Republican office holders, appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler and Congressman Doug Collins, ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee and a spirited defender of President Trump during the impeachment pursuit. Again, Kelly Loeffler, the appointed senator, has spent $30 million of her own money on the race, but Collins appears to have the grassroots. One of them will be in a runoff with the Democrat, Warnock, in December, and in all likelihood, Republicans will get behind the runoff candidate and keep the seat. In the other seat, Senator Perdue is seeking a full term against Democrat John Ossoff, former congressional staffer. It didn't look like Ossoff's candidacy was going too far, but lately he's had effective debate performances against the incumbent, and Senator Perdue was widely criticized for apparently mispronouncing the name of vice presidential hopeful Kamala Harris. Polls give Ossoff a lead, other polls give Perdue a lead, but what's interesting is the Libertarian candidate, Shane Harvey, gets 3 to 4% of the vote. If this race goes down to the wire and neither candidate gets a majority, again, it's a runoff. It's never boring in Georgia, and sometimes it's a little confusing. It's the only state in the nation with a law like this that says the winner of a state office has to win a majority.
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, we will be following you on Twitter at John Gizzi for your election insight now through Tuesday and probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and for the next couple of months while we sort the whole thing out. It is 7:15. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Cheryl Atkinson off this week, but we are going to be joined by Mario Rodriguez, and he is the head of the Trump Hispanic Prosperity Commission. That's next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia on 66 westbound, just west of 123, watch out for a disabled tractor trailer, and that is blocking the right lane. Watch for a brief tap on the brakes there. Looks like that earlier road work on 395 northbound between Edsel Road and Duke Street has been picked up, and all earlier delays have eased. Now, there, you will find a work zone, though, in Manassas, and this is on 28 northbound between Manassas Drive and Bloom's Quarry Road. Watch out for alternating lane closures through the work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A happy Halloween. We will have a very chilly one at that. The temperature is the coolest since 2002, only reaching the lower 50s under mostly sunny skies. We'll be back in the 40s after sunset, so for those of you trick-or-treating, make sure to have a couple of layers. Remember to fall back tonight as well as we exit daylight saving time. Mostly cloudy, lows back in the 40s throughout the region. As we go through tomorrow, showers will be likely, the heaviest south and east, I think most likely during the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
39 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Much has been made in the news in the recent weeks of the Trump outreach to minorities, and in particular, the support he is gaining among the Hispanic voters. We're joined now by Mario Rodriguez. He is the chairman of Hispanic 100 and also the commissioner of the Trump Hispanic Prosperity Commission. Mario, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. Really nice to be on with you this morning.
On Wednesday of this week, the president announced his American Dream Plan, Opportunity for All. It's a policy paper aimed at Latinos in the U.S., including plans to prioritize business lending for Hispanic businesses. Some in the media have said this is a last-minute effort to try and elicit more support from the Hispanic community. How long have you been working on this?
Well, we've been working on this for a few years. You know, this has not been something that's new at all. We've been working on this, and, you know, we've had private meetings and discussions and talking to the faith base, talking to educators. This is not something that just came up in the last, you know, month. This has been worked on for many years, and then it takes some time to really go down and dig down deep and to really find ways to really help the Hispanic community in all these different areas. You know, the sad part is we were ready to come out with this beginning of the year. And I said, we've been working on it before that, obviously. But all of a sudden we had this coronavirus hit us and COVID hit us. And that just stopped everything, which is very unfortunate because we wanted to get this out there at the beginning of the year. But as I said, we've been working on this for over 2 years.
Tell us about the various aspects of the plan.
Well, it's some great stuff in here, Rick. It really, really is. And it's really about Hispanic prosperity in this country. So numerous things what it's going to do. It's going to give access to capital to Hispanic-owned businesses. That's really what is holding Hispanic-owned businesses back, is they don't have the capital to grow. So that's going to be a big piece of this. And then the other part is a lot of these Hispanic-owned businesses, once they get certified minority-owned, Hispanic-owned companies, they're not able to go after contracts with the federal government. And there's hundreds of billions of dollars out there. So this is going to streamline, cut some red tape, and allow these Hispanic-owned businesses to go out there and compete. And if they don't get the big contracts, but they sure in the heck can be subcontractors to the larger contractors that do business with the federal government. You know, that's going to be huge. Wants to create 500,000 new Hispanic-owned companies. And then what we want to do is we want to create 2 million jobs in the Hispanic community in the next 4 years, which is absolutely incredible. So that's the business side. And then we also want to do something. We really want to focus on school choice, where we allow Hispanic families to choose a school of their choice that they can send their kids to, knowing that they're going to get a quality education. That's going to be huge. And then we also want, with a faith base, we want to allow churches to be able to go after and compete for federal resources to help their communities. And then another big piece is something real dear to my heart, Rick, is DACA. This president wants to get a permanent solution to DACA. And that is, we're going to need both sides of the aisle to get this done, but he wants to get this done once and for all. And if the Democrats are serious, if they're really serious about helping the Hispanic community, about helping these young adults, then they will come to the table and do something and work together with the Republican administration and get something done on a permanent solution to DACA.
Want to turn to the polls? They can be somewhat misleading, as can the headlines. Here's one at Telemundo. Biden leads among Hispanic voters in Arizona, Texas, Florida, and Nevada. But what they're not reporting is that the size of that lead in many areas is not that great.
That means huge. That is, Rick, that is huge for us. Those are George W. Bush numbers. And as you know, George W. Bush got the highest percent of Hispanic votes ever of any Republican president. And so don't let anybody fool you. These polls, I mean, they're a lot of them are lopsided. I'm not believing a lot of these polls, but I can tell you right now, if we get 40% of the Hispanic vote in these battleground states, we win. We will win. And the Hispanics are really realizing that this president has done tremendous, has given opportunities and done a tremendous job for the Hispanic community in many different areas, in education, in opportunity zones, in growing their business. And now, like I said, now we're going to get access to capital and how we're going to help them grow their business by getting them government contracts. So, no, those polls, Rick, we'll take those numbers all day long.
Mario Rodriguez, the commissioner of the Trump Hispanic Prosperity Commission. Thanks very much for being with us.
Rick, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And Rick, the one thing I'd like to do is right now, this country is in an incredible situation right now. And I would just encourage the Hispanics to get out there and vote, because the opportunities that will come your way with what this president has, the plan that he has set forth for the next 4 years, will be incredible for the Hispanic community. Never have we had an opportunity like we have right now. So I just encourage all Hispanics to get out there and vote, because it's really that important. It's that important for all the Hispanic community.
Thank you, Mario. It is 7:22 on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hi, Sarah. It's me, Brian.
Why are you calling on this line?
I forgot the other number, but I can always remember this one.
What's up?
Do you know what I like best about 2020?
What you like best about 2020?
Yeah. Can you guess?
Brian, you can draw a happy face on anything.
2020 has taught us to make room in our lives for what matters most.
Which is?
People. We're making more room for people, less room for junk.
I'm certainly doing that.
How so?
When I watched our truck team haul away a bunch of my junk last week, I've never felt more free. It was like I had room to stretch out again.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
Thank you, 2020, for reminding us what matters most.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call me at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit me at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Joanne thought she had tried everything to relieve her back pain. At 73 years old, her seven-year struggle with back pain wasn't going away. Then she met with the expert spine surgeons at MedStar Health. After a video visit with her spine surgeon and a follow-up office visit, her robotic surgery was performed with fewer complications and a faster recovery.
It's not right to stay in pain. You have a choice. The care was phenomenal, and I knew I was in good hands.
Patients can depend on MedStar Health. We're taking robust measures like screening and testing everyone for COVID-19 prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients. Joanne is now loving life pain-free.
My recovery was smooth, and I'm back to playing with my grandchildren.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
Thanks for being with us, a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Election Day, of course, this Tuesday. And a very interesting race in California. It is the 43rd Congressional District. It is the seat held by Maxine Waters, but she has a formidable competitor. His name is Joe Collins. He joins us this morning on WMAL. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Joe, I know you grew up in South Central Los Angeles. You spent 13 years with the United States Navy, and you are running against Maxine Waters. Now, she's been in office for 44 years, and you grew up in that area. What's changed in her district? What has she done in those 44 years to change the area that you grew up in?
Well, she's done nothing to change the condition of the area that I grew up in, but she has been one of the biggest proponents in the amount of homelessness that we have, gang violence, gun violence, the lack of quality jobs, the lack of economic development, the lack of representation in our communities, and a huge proponent of hatred and violence. You know, you heard her say push back on people in the president's cabinet. She hates Republicans. She thinks that Republicans is the reason for the decline in our communities, even though she's been serving there for 44 years. So, you know, nothing positive, everything negative there.
Well, it's my understanding that she doesn't live in her own district. Tell us a little bit about where she lives.
She lives in Hancock Park. It's a rich suburban neighborhood, and she lives around the corner from where the mayor lives in a Getty's mansion. Their house is really big. We did our video mansion Maxine in front of her house, and I was really surprised by how large her house is, how beautiful, how nice it is. And comparing that to the district, you know, it's a shame that she would choose to live outside of the district in a very nice home in a very nice neighborhood while the people in the district are struggling.
You know, it's interesting. I looked it up, and the Los Angeles County Assessor Records valued her property at $2.4 million. That was reported in roll call back in 2016, so I'm sure that property value has increased over the years. What do you see in terms of the district itself where you're running? I understand there's a significant Hispanic community.
Yeah, it's a large Hispanic community, and they've been underrepresented more than anyone in the community. And a white community has been underrepresented as well. We hear Maxine also talk about it's black people this, black people that, and the white man is that, and all that type of stuff. So, you know, it's not conducive to a positive relationship when you talk about the amount of people who need to be represented in our community.
Well, you know, anytime you're running against an incumbent, it's a problem because, of course, the incumbent has that that momentum from prior elections. They always complain about Congress, but they never do anything to change their representative. What are you hearing from people as you go, you know, throughout the community and, you know, door to door and meeting your constituents?
Well, there's a lot of people who are excited that they have heard of me and, you know, they see what I'm doing. We've been very active in our campaign, and running against an incumbent is absolutely hard. You know, it's about building the right team and putting the right things in place, using your money wisely so you can get the message out there. And we've been, you know, very successful with doing that. We've raised almost $8 million, if not more, on our campaign. We have a ton of TV advertisement, a lot of radio advertisement, and, you know, tons of billboards, and we're active in the community, and people love it. They want something new.
And just a sense of, in your district, what are you seeing in terms of reactions to President Trump? If you look at poll numbers and you look at California in general, that's not exactly a hotbed of support for the president, especially in urban areas. What do you see when you talk to people?
You know what? You will be surprised. There are people who don't like Trump, but there are more people who like the president in Los Angeles County than not. And so it's pretty surprising. There's a lot of silent Republicans who come out and say, I like this president. He's doing a lot, and our taxes are low on the federal level and things like that. And even people who don't like the president, they like me. And so they're, you know, hoping that we have an opportunity to work with this president so we can bring opportunities back to our community.
Joe Collins running in California's 43rd congressional district, the seat held by Maxine Waters. Wish you the best, Joe. And your website for people to find out more about you, where they go?
Yep, my website is joecollinsforcongress.com, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Wish you the best Tuesday night. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
7:30 News is next, then back with Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30.
7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. Presidential candidates busy making last-minute pitches to voters ahead of Tuesday's election. President Trump warning people at a rally in Minnesota yesterday about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's immigration policies.
Biden's plan to admit unlimited low-wage foreign workers will slash income, surge unemployment, and devastate your middle class, all to enrich his globalist donors.
Biden telling supporters in Wisconsin yesterday a vote for him is a vote for environmental justice.
When I hear climate change, I think the health of our children, the security of the planet, and I also think it creates jobs. Folks, combating climate change means saving the planet, protecting our health, and creating millions of good-paying jobs, union jobs.
Biden and former President Barack Obama will hold two drive-in rallies today in Michigan. President Trump will make campaign stops in Pennsylvania. Just like almost everything else, Halloween will be different during the pandemic. Many counties are warning against traditional trick-or-treating, but if you are taking your kids out today,
be aware that your kids are wearing costumes, and sometimes those costumes are dark, and drivers will have a hard time seeing kids crossing streets.
AAA Mid-Atlantic's John Townsend. WMAL Sports, the Terps beat Minnesota 45-44 in overtime. Traffic and weather next.
Hi, this is Eric Stewart. If you've been playing with the idea of selling your home or maybe downsizing, well, tune in to my show Sunday mornings right here at 8 a.m. There I'll bring you this week's local real estate news and what you need to do to get top dollar for your property. With over 30 years of experience and the backing of Long & Foster, one of the top real estate companies, I've pretty much seen and sold it all. To learn more, check us out on the web at ericstewartgroup.com.
It's time to cast your ballot for a better future. Take back control of your life with It's Just Lunch and set a positive agenda that benefits you. In an otherwise hectic world, one thing is certain. Dating is a higher priority for singles now more than ever. The right candidates are out there, and you can find them with the help of It's Just Lunch. For nearly three decades, It's Just Lunch has been changing lives one match at a time. We know that it's not how you date, it's who you date. And our members are serious about finding real connection. Maybe you're ready to go out for lunch or drinks at a restaurant, or maybe you'd rather start with a date prearranged for you in a virtual setting. Whatever your comfort level, our professional matchmakers make sure your dating experience is safe, low pressure, and fun. There's only so much you can control in life. With It's Just Lunch, dating is one of them. Date your way and take back control today by casting your vote for more connection and a better future. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You will find some slow-going traffic on the Beltway through a work zone on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. They're doing work on the bridge joints, repairs over the Northwest Branch. So do watch out for some stop-and-go traffic from the 95 interchange. This is starting to cause delays as well on 95 headed from 212 to go on to the outer loop of the Beltway. Now, in Fairfax, be aware of the disabled vehicle westbound on 66 west of 123. That is blocking the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Storm Watch 7 forecast.
Mostly sunny and cool on this Halloween. Temperatures only reaching the lower 50s. This will be the coolest Halloween since 2002. We'll be back in the 40s for those of you trick-or-treating later on this evening. Make sure to dress in layers. And don't forget to fall back before bed as we exit daylight saving time. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 40s. For your Sunday, showers will be likely. I think the most likely during the afternoon, and the heaviest rain will be south and east with highs in the upper 50s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
An invitation from Catholic Cemeteries. On November 2nd, All Souls Day, the Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington invites Catholic families to pray for deceased loved ones and all those who have died during the pandemic. Pope Francis encourages Catholics in the blessed awareness that we are part of one another, that we are brothers and sisters of one another. Although we cannot gather in the cemetery chapels for the annual All Souls Day Mass this year, Catholic cemetery grounds will be open for personal prayer with appropriate social distancing on Monday, November 2nd from 7:30 a.m. till 7 o'clock p.m. All are welcome to come and pray outdoors at Gate of Heaven Cemetery and All Souls Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in Washington, D.C., Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland. For a complimentary All Souls Day prayer card for use at home or at the cemetery, visit the website at ccaw.org.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit MedStarHealth.org/spine surgery.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, the author of Operation Dark Heart and the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And you have been following election security very carefully. And
right.
Wanted to get you a read as we're coming down to the wire on things we need to watch out for here on Election Day. You know, there's all kinds of potential for disinformation. The question about ballots, will they get there? Some of the ballots have ended up in the trash. Could ballots have been stolen and people submitting votes, on stolen ballots? What are you seeing so far?
Well, what I've talked about from the beginning, voting in person, using paper ballots, and making sure there's a strong chain of custody of that ballot is the best for everybody. Vote by mail, even the Democrats now are backing off of it. Eric Holder himself said the Democrats need to get over COVID and go vote. So my advice to anybody listening, vote in person, go vote early, go somewhere. But there's been too many instances where people have heard, and it's true, and it's not even about fraud, it's just about incompetence in some cases. Whole cases of ballots being dumped. You don't know if those are Democrat or Republican, you just know they're dumped. And beyond that, there's some states like Georgia, which are having their own internal problems because they didn't listen, and I was actually down there working with them, where they have this tapestry of different types of machines. Some of them are still the old touch screens, which are inherently unsafe by the fact there's no hard copy to record someone's vote. It's a zero or one, and basically it's recorded in some database, and that database can be corrupted. Regarding the accumulation of results on election night, most states have established a very secure method of moving information around to make sure that it gets to the state and there's some level of redundancy and audit capability. One of the things that we also recommend the teams I work with is risk-limiting audits to actually just do a few checks to make sure that the votes are actually basically showing up in the central counting hub, were cast properly, counted properly, and are retained properly. So those are the big things. Will there be interference regarding perception, regarding information? Rick, I would argue that there's far more deception by people in the media than there are from foreign assets at this point in time. I've been watching the media. I watch it closely, and it's amazing what is not said, what is said. I think there's no such thing as hate speech. There's no such thing as false speech. There's just speech. And each citizen is obligated to figure things out for themselves, check multiple sources, try to get to the truth. Because I can tell you for a fact that the mainstream media does not tell you the truth, and the fact checkers most certainly don't tell you the truth. So I hate to say it, you're kind of on your own, but there's plenty of sources out there for you to kind of try to figure out what the truth really is.
I wanted to get you a read on Miles Taylor.
Yeah.
And as we all recall, it was back in September 2018 when anonymous, an article was posted in the New York Times by a supposed senior level White House official. And you and Bernie Kerik addressed this in an article at Newsmax.com. So tell us a little bit about what we know about Miles Taylor, who has now unmasked himself on Halloween as anonymous.
So this whole Taylor saga really started when people thought this was some senior level of the administration. I mean, we're talking about Melania Trump or Vice President Pence. There's all this speculation. It turns out to be a low-level staffer who essentially was very disgruntled. But, and he was very much, very quickly dismissed as the kind of the fraud he is. And that's okay. It's true. But what we're missing here is that there's a lot of these guys running around the administration. And they've all kind of talked about the fact that they're there, they work in a network. And I accept that at face value, that we cannot simply explain this guy away as a guy who had a bad attitude and basically was there to cause trouble. The problem with causing trouble, like Miles Taylor did, is that, a certain percentage of these guys are still there as the deep state. This guy helps validate the very thing that others have been talking about. Glenn Greenwald, for goodness sake, resigned from The Intercept over what he perceived to be deep state, and I'm just going to say a deep state interference in the media, where there's this mass amount of censorship now ongoing where certain outlets will not report on something simply because it's not conducive to their political point of view. And that's the danger here. You have people who were otherwise supposed to act above board, above politics, such as in the government and the government bureaucracy, and the media complex, taking sides and acting to undermine what the public either should be told in the case of the media, or in the case of Taylor, people in the bureaucracy working against the policy. They don't have that right. And a quick little story. When I was a very young operative, I was running a black operation that went into North Korea. And I can tell you that the information came out of that was in huge contradiction to the Clinton administration's policies. And as an operative, as someone who was sworn to protect the Constitution, my chain of command, I couldn't go public on that to tell the American people that the Clinton administration was lying fundamentally about what they knew. That wasn't my job. So you have to take a choice. You cannot be inside and be a political operative. But that's what this Miles Taylor did, and there's others like him, and they need to be, no matter who's in charge of the White House, Rick, they need to be outside of the administration. They do not have the right to make their own calls regarding policy if they're there to serve within a bureaucracy.
And, you talk about the media. I thought you were talking about Russia or China there for a second, but you're talking about the United States now.
Yes.
And how you have Tony Bobulinski, who is out there
Every day.
He's very credible, and we talked about this with Jim Trusty earlier. He reportedly had a six-hour interview with the FBI. If he went down and lied to the FBI about the Bidens, he runs into some significant legal trouble there, among other things, could get into civil liability for slander or libel. The fact that you've got a source, a live body, and nobody will cover that. I cannot believe this.
And then the other thing, as I mentioned, going back to the issue of Miles Taylor, why hasn't the FBI, DEA, and these other federal law enforcement agencies acted on this? Because I know from talking to folks who are directly handling the hard drive, this information has been in the custody of the federal government for more than 10 months. More than 10 months. And from what I've been told from people who have observed it, there's child porn on there, as well as documents which directly link Hunter Biden to Joe Biden regarding the actual monies that were paid and held back for the big guy. So I don't know. I don't understand how this is not being acted on. But again, there are people within the bureaucracy, the deep state, who simply refuse to do their job because they've taken a political position against the current president.
Well, that's one way to sack Biden once he gets in there, so they can get the progressive agenda taken care of.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and once again, where's your podcast now? You got a new podcast. How do people access it?
Yeah, people can check it out via thelondoncenter.org or just go on YouTube to thoughttoaction.com. We had, as a matter of fact, we had this past week Lucifer's Banker author Bradley Birkenfeld talking about one of the other Hunter Biden hard drives, the one that went to the DEA. So it's all over. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Hunter Biden hard drive somewhere.
On that happy note, happy Halloween, Tony. I'm very interested to see what kind of a mask you're wearing tonight.
We'll see. Thanks, Rick.
7:47 Saturday morning update. KT McFarland's next, but first, we've got Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, work zone setting up on 66 westbound as you approach Nutley Street, blocking the right lane. And also westbound on 66 west of 123, disabled vehicles still blocking that right lane. Earlier road work on 395 northbound at Edsel Road cleared up. They've picked that up and the delays have eased. Now, you will find a work zone on the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. They're doing the repairs on the bridge again this weekend, so look out for lane closures there. And watch out for delays beginning at the 95 interchange and some slowing on 95 and 212 to the outer loop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
A happy Halloween. We will have a very chilly one at that. The temperature is the coolest since 2002, only reaching the lower 50s under mostly sunny skies. We'll be back in the 40s after sunset, so for those of you trick-or-treating, make sure to have a couple of layers. Remember to fall back tonight as well as we exit daylight saving time. Mostly cloudy, lows back in the 40s throughout the region. As we go through tomorrow, showers will be likely, the heaviest south and east, I think most likely during the afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm ABC7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
39 degrees, 7:48 on the Saturday morning update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on Myofascial Networks on Wednesday, November 4th at 7 p.m. Register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
With Wells Fargo Mobile Deposit, Mom can seamlessly deposit a birthday check before grabbing ice cream with the fam.
All right. Thank you, Grandma. Well, happy birthday to me. Hey, anybody else want ice cream?
Ice cream? Seriously? I love ice cream.
Let's go. Come on.
Mom, let's go.
I'm already in the car.
With Wells Fargo Mobile Deposit, you can deposit checks in a snap, scream for ice cream, and bank without missing a beat. Visit wellsfargo.com/keep the beat to learn more.
Some accounts are not eligible for mobile deposit. Availability may be affected by your mobile carrier's coverage area. Your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are at 7:50, and we are joined by KT McFarland. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House. She has authored Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, a really in-depth look at how it works in Washington and what the Trump administration has done to drain the swamp. KT, it is great to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, and I'm speaking to you from the Bellwether Swing District in the Bellwether Swing State of Florida, and it's an interesting thing here on the ground.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Now, I know you've been out campaigning with your daughter. Fiona McFarland is running for the Florida House, District 72. So you've been right out there with the voters. And I wanted to get your sense of what you're hearing and then how Florida is somewhat representative of what's going on in other states, especially the swing states.
Well, in Florida, the polls, the polls are saying that it's a 1 or 2 point Biden advantage, which basically means it's either a Trump advantage or it's a dead heat because the polls all skew Democrats for a bunch of different reasons. But here's what we're seeing. The enthusiasm, and this is what's going to count, it's the enthusiasm of the Trump voters versus the Biden, i.e. anti-Trump voters. Nobody's voting for Biden. They're all voting against Trump. And so the Trump voters would walk across cut glass to vote for him. So let's say they get 80% turnout. Historically, people turn out about 60% in presidential elections. But let's say in this case, Trump's voters turn out at 70-80%. Biden voters are probably not going to turn out in that kind of numbers. Maybe they turn out 40-50. Let's say they even turn out 60-65%. Trump still wins because it's the turnout. It's not the number of people who do polls. It's not the number of people who are registered. It's the number of people who actually show up. And that's what most polls, you lose track of that because not all Americans who say they're going to vote, vote. Number two, there's a massive get out the vote and ground game for the Republican Party, not just in Florida, but all across the country. That's voter registration numbers are up, especially in Florida. There are far higher new voters that are registering Republican than Democrat. And then finally, and this is the secret sauce, and that's the Hispanic and black vote. Trump doesn't have to get a majority of these voters. He just has to improve on what he got in 2016 because they are the swing voters in all the swing states, Hispanic and black population. And President Trump has done a number of things to appeal to black voters. I mean, criminal justice reform, for example. And Hispanic voters, Trump's all about small business. And that's where the majority of Hispanics are working in small businesses. So I think that, I think we're going to either have a really long night Tuesday or we're going to have an even longer week. But I think ultimately Trump prevails.
Well, Trump even got the endorsement of the rapper Lil Wayne, which lit up social media like a Christmas tree. Hey, each of these swing states, each state for that matter, has their own little quirky rules about early voting. Today is the final day for early voting in Florida. So what that means is if they don't get that vote in today, they got to line up on election day. And that's where the enthusiasm comes in. If you're not that excited about your candidate and you see that line that's a mile long, are you really going to hang around or are you going to head down and hit a bar?
Well, I don't know if you're going to hit the bar because in some states bars are closed on election day, although not in Florida. But in any event, I think you're right. It's if you're a voter for Biden, and you're not really wild about the thing. You're not really sure how long he's going to be around. How long is the progressive left-wing agenda going to take over with Kamala Harris? And if you're driving past and it looks like you've got a two-hour wait, you're going to really wait for 2 hours? If you're a Trump voter, you're going to wait for 2 hours in the line, and you're going to be waving Trump signs the whole time.
We got about 3 minutes, and I just wanted to get your analysis and commentary on what people should be considering. We're down to the wire. You're going to be voting on Tuesday. What are the things that you feel are important for a voter to consider?
Well, look, I agree. Trump says a lot of things. He tweets a lot of things. He says a lot of cringeworthy things. I've told him to not do it. Everybody's so. Jack Nicklaus has told him don't tweet like that. But in the end of the day, it's the words. They matter, but they don't matter as much as the deeds. Trump has actually done a lot of great things. I'm a foreign policy expert. I'll tell you, nobody since maybe Ronald Reagan has had this much of success in foreign policy, peace in the Middle East, energy independence, standing up to China. And Joe Biden, you know, like most of the Democrats, they say a lot of great stuff. They've been saying a lot of great stuff for decades, but they never did any a lot of great stuff. Do the Democrats get prison reform? Criminal Justice Reform Act passed? No. Did they get Family Leave Act stuff passed? No. Did they stand up to China? No. And so I think that it's, again, it's deeds matter more than words. And I just look at the stunning economic growth rates of last week. You know, they exceeded all expectations by like 100%. We grew, the economy grew 33%, in the last reporting quarter. We're back on track. You know, the economic recovery is coming, and Trump rebuilt the economy once. He knows how to do it. He'll rebuild it again. And then the thing that for me is the most important, and I know most people don't understand, why do we care about China? Why do we care about the Middle East? Well, we care about China because China wants to replace us. They want to replace us as a strong, the world's dominant power, and then rewrite the rules. You know, America, in all of our lifetimes, we have been the dominant world power economically, politically, militarily, and in every other way. If that changes, it'll change very quickly. It could change within 5 years. And once China's running things, you know, our economy will decline very, very quickly. Our standard of living will decline very, very quickly. And our ability to be an independent nation declines quickly. So it's the China part. But to me, it's even more basic than that. Who do you want to run the country? You know, the people who vote? Or do you want a Washington insiders and a cabal between the social media censorship billionaires and the people who are making a lot of money off the China trade? I mean, this really upsets me to think that Hunter Biden has been caught red-handed in a massive corruption scheme that is organized by the Chinese people, I mean, the Chinese government, the Chinese companies, and yet social media has turned off all conversation. They have shut down any articles about it. This is censorship of the media. And we're all going to go along with this while America is being sold out to our main competitor or potentially our main adversary. I find that chilling. And the people who are doing it, they don't have any shame. They think it's just fine that they tell us all how to think. Well, for no other reason, if you value that your voice and you value what our patriot forefathers have fought for, go vote against these guys. I mean, vote for Donald Trump. He'll stand up to China. He'll rebuild the economy. And he'll for sure stand up to the swamp.
You know, it's so ironic. You mentioned China, and you have two out of three Bidens on the Chinese payroll. It's unbelievable.
Oh, no, you have all three of them on the payroll. Now, here's why. Because China does corruption differently. They pay off family members. They don't bribe the official. They bribe all of the members of the family. When Russia wants to do corruption, they bribe the official, put it in a Swiss bank account, and offer to kill everybody else if they don't go along with it. Other countries bribe differently. China bribes by bribing the relatives. And when Joe Biden went to China on Air Force Two to negotiate with the Chinese, and his son came along, and while Joe Biden went to have meetings with Chinese leaders, Joe Biden went to meet with Chinese businessmen who were really one step away from Chinese government. And he walked back onto Air Force One with $1.5 billion in contracts. The Chinese saw that coming. They say, oh, yeah, now we get it. This is right. Joe Biden, the son, we pay off the son. Biden gets the money. We get the deal. That's what happened.
KT McFarland, and I do encourage you to check out her book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And KT, we hope they get out and vote this Tuesday.
And even if you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump, then just don't leave that line blank. Don't vote for Biden.
Good strategy. KT, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a happy Halloween. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Remember, set the clocks back an hour tonight. Fall back. And it's Halloween, and we got a full moon and a blue moon. So, trifecta tonight. Have a happy Halloween. Garden Sense is next.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. Campaigning continues today with 3 days left until the election. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama will hold 2 drive-in rallies today in Michigan to try to win over black voters. President Donald Trump will make 2 campaign stops in the swing.